This chazal was saying that Shabbat Chas Hashag, Rabbi Yehuda Masech Tzavai, Dezor Daf Lamed Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was leaning on his attendant of some loy and said to him, "You weren't in the Beis Medrash today when they were matter the oil of Goyim." Rabbi Samloy said, "You should even be matter the bread of Goyim." Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, "If we do that, they're going to call us the Bezin who's matter everything, like we find in the Mishnah where Rabbi Yossi ben Yezer Sreda was matter three things. He was matter a certain type of grasshopper. He was that he also said all liquids at the butchering area in the Beis Hamikdash. He said a tar, and he said that someone who touches a corpse is tamei." And the Rabbanan referred to him as Yosef, the one who was matter. Rabbi Samloy said, "Rabbi Yossi was different. He was matter three things, whereas you, even if you matter the bread of a Goy, you only have been matter two things, so they won't call you that." Rabbi Yehuda said, "No, I was also matter another thing, and therefore making the bread mutter would be a third thing for me as well, and they're going to call me so the bezin who's matter everything." What was the other thing that he was talking matter? So Mishnah says, if a husband says, "This is your get, if I do not come back within 12 months, and he then died within those 12 months, the get is not kosher. The Gemara on that Mishnah brings a brice that says that in the case of the Mishnah, the Rabbanan allowed her to remarry. The name of Shmuel said, the Rabbanan is the view of the bezin that allowed the use of oil of Goyim. And they follow Rabbi Yossi, who says that the date on the document is equivalent to him saying, Me'achsha, from now. We see that was Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya who was matter in this brisa as well. Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, said that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya paskin like the brisa, but the others disagreed with him. Rabbi Lazar asked an elderly, he once saw an elderly man. He asked him when he was over there by the Bezdin, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya allowed her to remarry, did he even allow her to do so immediately, even though the 12 months is not up, or she still has to wait for the 12 months to pass? Why couldn't he ask on the Mishnah where he said Me'achshav and then died it within the 12 months? Mar said he could have, but this old man was actually on the Bezin of Yehuda Nasiya, so he wanted to ask him about that case where they were actually Matir. Abaye said everyone agrees that if a man says this is your get when the sun rises, then the get is only effective in the morning. If he died during the night, it would be a possible get. If he said this is your get on the condition, Amanas, that the sun rises, everyone would agree, it takes effect immediately. Because Rabbi Huna said that Almanas is like saying Me'achshav. Machloikas is only where he says, if the sun comes out. In that case, the Braisa holds like Rabbi Yossi that if he said from now, then the Me'achshav, it's as if he said Me'achshav, and because the get is dated, and the Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore the get is not effective immediately. Zokhom Ravaita, we said before that Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, Ishtzerei, there was matter three things, matter a certain type of grasshopper, he said, look, liquids in the butchering area, and the Beis HaMikdash is tar, and he said that someone who touches a mace is tameh, and the Rabbanan referred to him as Yosef, the one who was matter. What type of grasshopper was he matter? A papa said it was a shoshviva. Machlek between Yossi ben Yehuda and those who argue on him that whether such a grasshopper with a long head is mutter. Rabbi Yossi holds it is, the others hold it is not. Chia bar Ami, and then Rabbi Ula said it was a subseal, which is a type of grasshopper that has wings that barely cover the majority of the body. And Rabbi Yossi holds that any majority suffices, that's why it's kosher. And whereas the others say it's not, it has to be a noticeable majority, therefore it's not. But with regard to a grasshopper with a long head, according to this, everyone would say it's actually usur. His next heter, what did he mean when he said that the liquids in the butchering area of the Beis HaMikdash are tar? So Rav said it means that they're literally tar, mamash tar, and they can't become tame. Shmuel said it means that they can't make other things tame, but they themselves can become tame. Rav holds that the liquids are only tame derabbanan. In the Mikdash, the Rabbanan were not geyser. Shmuel said that Yosef ben Yehuda said the liquids in the Mikdash butchering area don't make other items tame, but they themselves are tame. This is because Shmuel holds that liquids are tame themselves deraisa. But to make other things tame, that only happens to Rabbanan. The Mikdash, we're not goyzer for this Rabbanan. Frekmar, by saying that the one who touches a mace is tame, he should have been called Yosef the Aser, not Yosef the Matir, because he's saying other Rabbi, saying he's tame. And also the fact that someone who touches a mace is tame, the Alocha deraisa. So what does this mean? He came along and Aser it. And for the more deraisa, only the person who touches the mace itself is tame. The Rabbanan came along and said that if the person who touched the mace then touches the second person becomes tame also. Yosef ben Yehuda said that the second person would not become tame. The pasuk of V'chol Asher Yiga Boy Hatome Yitma teaches that even the rice of the second person become tame. And for the more, the Rabbanan in front of Rava said in the name of Marzuta, the son of Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Nachman, the rice if the first person is touching the mace when he also touches the second person, the second person becomes tame for a full 7 days. If the first person was not touching the mace, Bishasi touched the second person only becomes tame until nightfall. The Rabbanan then said that in either case, the second person becomes tame for 7 days. Yosi ben Yezer came along and said, we followed the rice in this case, and therefore the second person will not become tummy for 7 days, only until nightfall. Rava said to Rabbanon, when they repeated this to him, I told you not to hang empty pictures on Rav Nachman, meaning don't say things in his name, which he actually didn't say. In fact, what Rav Nachman said was that Yosef ben Yehuda ruled that suffix tumah in the Rishus HaRabim is tar. We learn from Saita. What do we mean he came along and said that? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan has said that even though it's halacha, but you're not supposed to pass in this way in public. Yosim Yezir came along and passed in this way even in public. Rises suggests this way as well. Rabbi Yochanan did not follow this psak when there was nothing lost by making the people go to the mikveh to become tameh. I mean, there was no food that they touched that already became tameh. All right, the Mishnah then said the hashlokos. From where do we learn that this is aser? Rabbi Rabban and Rabbi Yochanan said the pasuk that talks of the Yidden's desire to buy food from Sichin says that they would buy food and water. The pasuk thereby compares food to water. Teach that they only bought food in the raw state, not cooked. You can't eat the cooked of food of a guy. If so, if a guy took grain and dried it in an oven, it should become aser, and yet a rice says it will be mutter. Rather, the comparison to water teaches that only things that have not changed in form may be brought from them. I mean, cooked foods change in form, but dried grains do not. In fact, if so, if a guy ground wheat into flour, it should be usher, and yet a bride says that it's mutter. Rather, as the comparison to water teaches, only things that have not changed in form through fire may be brought from them. Cooked foods change from through fire, but dried grains and ground flour do not. In fact, the pasuk makes no mention of fire whatsoever. So, rather, Zakhmara, eating something cooked by a guy is only asur d'rabbanan, so that he did not be accustomed to eat by the guy and eventually eat things that are not kosher. The pasuk is only in a smachta.